Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, hello lovely, how are you? I hope you are good. Well, it's a beautiful day today. The sun is streaming in. I have a sleeping baby, so I'm making the most of it. I'm jumping on to record my third episode. Honestly, I can't tell you, I've had lots and lots of lovely messages from mums who've already had the chance to listen, which is just awesome. There seems to be a bit of a pattern that it's usually nap trapped. I was going to say cat napped. Usually nap trapped. You're stuck somewhere, stuck in the car, stuck under a child who is sleeping. And oh my goodness, we spend our life trying to get them to sleep. So sometimes you just dare move. You dare try and transfer them. Mine would never transfer. You don't want to move. So I'm so pleased that you're allowing me to join you for this. So a big hello to anyone watching on YouTube. You will see that I've put on my pink lipstick this morning just to get me in the mood. It is my comfort zone. It's my safety blanket. It's my confidence quick fix. If I just need a little boost, it really boosts my mind. I have a cheapo little pink lip gloss I keep in my desk for whenever I'm jumping on to do something. It just really picks me up. There it is. I'm showing it on YouTube. It's a Maybelline Baby Lips Colour Balm Crayon. They are a couple of quid and I have them in every bag. Oops, every desk, every drawer at home. I've got them all over the place. They're just handy and it really does give me a boost. The sun is shining. It's a great day. I've got a poorly baby, but he's sleeping. So, you win some, you lose some. So I'm jumping on to chat with you and I just want to share something. We had a bit of a breakthrough with someone I was having a call with last week. I had a client last week and we had a little call. And do you know what? It was a bit of a breakthrough for both of us. And this is why I love doing my mentoring coaching sessions, because I don't have all the answers. And it really is a journey for both of us. And we unpicked something last week and we noticed it, and it was a bit of a light bulb aha moment, and I want to share it with you because I think you'll really like it. So she did say it was fine for me to share. So Jenny, hello Jenny, if you're watching or listening. Jenny, we had our call last week. It was our first call of, we've got a 6 months block, so I'm really looking forward to our journey. But Jenny, we were chatting, and Jenny has just recently had her first child, and I think like many of us is left feeling, wondering where the old her has gone. I bet you're nodding your head because I think we all think like that, don't we? Like, what happened to me? Where, who am I? And where's the old me gone? And I think Jenny was feeling a lot the same, and we were just talking it through, and I noticed while we were having our chat that Jenny was almost listing the things that she was no longer able to do since having a baby. The typical things of having a shower in peace, nipping to the shops. Remember when you used to nip to the shops with just the car keys and your wallet or your phone? Those sorts of things. And she was just saying, I can't do this anymore. I can't do that anymore. I can't meet with friends anymore. I can't. And I really felt for Jenny, and I got it, because I have been there. I've been there every time I've had a baby, just thinking like, oh my goodness, starting again, isn't it? And all those things that I can't do because now I have a baby or a new baby in my life. And I suggested, we had a little chat and we talked it through, and I picked up that I'd noticed this with our conversation. I said, okay, what we want to do is we want to flip this. We want to flip it over and see it in a different way. So we're going to view it in another way. Rather than all the things that you're missing out on by having a baby, let's look at all the things that you have gained. And this is a really great technique for anyone who is starting on any sort of journey, actually, any sort of transformation. You might be about to start wanting to lose lots of weight. You might be wanting to start to train to do something. You might be starting a business, whatever it might be. And this is what Jenny is wanting to do. She's wanting to start a business, but again, feeling like she's being held back and it's not currently possible because she's got a baby. And we just decided that we were going to flip this. And in fact, look at all the things that she has gained by having a baby. You know, all the wonderful things that have come into her life. And this is very similar to, I could relate to it when I decided, right, you know, I want to get stronger, my weight and my diet, how I look after myself, physically, what I'm fueling my body with, the way that I move. It's time that I want to lose weight and feel much healthier. And so quite often when we decide, right, that's it, I'm going to lose weight, I'm on this diet, we almost list, we're so quick, aren't we, to list all the things that we can no longer have. If you've known me and followed me for a long time, you will know that crisps are my thing. The cheaper, crappier, kids like crisps, the better. I'm talking Quavers, Skips, Monster Munch, Hula Hoops, anything like that. They are my, you can keep your kettle chips, you can keep all those. I love kids crisps. It's like cheesy puffs. Yeah, they're my downfall. I love anything like that. And as soon as I decide, right, that's it, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to go on a diet, it's like, oh, but I'm going to miss my crisps. And oh, I'm going to miss that chocolate biscuit when I'm making a cup of tea. And oh, I'm going to miss this, I'm going to miss that. When actually, like with any journey that we decide to start on, it's all in our mindset. It's all in our mind. And we want to get our mind, we want to get our thinking on track with us to make it as easy as possible, to make it a more pleasant journey, a journey that we can stick to as well. And so we want to flip that thinking. Instead of thinking, listing all the things that we're going to miss out on by going on a diet or starting a business, or if you've just had a baby like Jenny, instead we're going to flip that and think of all the foods that we gain by going on a diet. Okay, so... and instead, you know, we're going to flip this as well, right? Not even going on a diet. I'm going to eat healthier. Okay, so all the things, let's think about all the foods that I do get to enjoy in my diet. And also, don't forget, I've really learned the difference of, you know, those rubbish crisps that I love, of finding a healthier alternative. In fact, if I look in the bin, I'm sat in my office now, I bet I could find you because I am eating these. Yes, here we go. Anyone on YouTube will see that I'm holding up my Snacker Jacks. I've absolutely fallen in love with the salt and vinegar zingy Snacker Jacks. They're my favourite. I found a healthy alternative to my favourite foods. So it's really getting in that mindset of, instead of all the things that I'm going to miss out on, okay, what have I gained? I've actually started eating the Snacker Jacks instead as a healthy alternative to my favourite food. So actually, I don't have those cravings. I don't feel like I'm missing out anymore. I've also discovered that I really like fish, and that I'm learning to cook lots of other dishes as well. And yeah, I'm really noticing the difference in my energy levels. I am making a conscious effort of spending more time outdoors. My children are seeing me exercise, and they now get out the exercise mat. Leo, my three-year-old, is like, let's exercise, mummy, because he loves like rolling around my purple mat. But it's about flipping our thinking and instead making it positive, making it a much more positive experience, because then it's going to be an enjoyable journey, something that we can be consistent with, something we can stick with. Like I said, whether it's a weight loss journey, whether it's starting a business, whether it is just had a baby, let's flip our thinking. Instead of feeling, oh, well, that's it now. That's, you know, no more nights out with my mates, and no more popping to the shops and all these things that I can't do anymore because I had a baby. Well, actually, think of all the opportunities that you do have because you've had a baby. You're now, like Jenny, for example, was now on maternity leave. So was enjoying a much slower pace of life, of getting to know her baby, as also getting to know herself, you know. I learned so much about myself since having a baby, and have discovered the person that I really am, not the person I thought I was, the person that I really am. I've the opportunities, for me personally, the opportunities since having a baby. If I hadn't have had Mason, my first baby, I wouldn't have started Play Hooray. I wouldn't have completely pivoted my career and now spend my time online, on social media. I would never have done that. I would still be teaching and resenting those Sunday nights, marking books and all the preparation that we used to do. I would still be doing that. Whereas the opportunities that have arrived from me having children, the friends I have made by having children and going to different places. You know, we spend a lot of time hanging out at parks, going to baby groups and things like that. But I've made the most amazing group of friends through that. So let's try and flip our thinking. Let's, instead of listing all the lack, all the things that we're missing out on this new journey, on this new journey in motherhood, on this new journey in business, on this new journey, whatever it might be, let's instead look at the gain. Look at all those wonderful things that we are gaining in our life because of this new situation that we're in. And that will really help you to be consistent, to show up every day, to do a little bit, to keep doing it, and also making it a positive experience, which is the important thing. And this is something that we cover in quite a lot of detail in the Stuck to Strong. And what's so lovely, it's the first couple of chapters. So we've got lots of our new course members are working through this at the moment. It's really working on their mindset, because you have to be in that place of self-belief, of confidence, of knowing that you can do this, whatever your journey is going to look like, because there will come blocks in the road. There will be times when you don't really feel like it. There will perhaps be in loved ones who are more cautious. You would like them to cheer you on a little more, but perhaps they're being a bit more cautious. It's usually coming from a place of love, but sometimes you have to just say, no, this is the right thing for me. I am on the right path. And it's knowing that, and it's about that self-belief. So before doing anything, we've got to get our mindset in track, in the right place for whatever journey we're about to embark on. So now for Jenny, now that she's seeing this as an opportunity, she's had her baby, and rather than listing all the things she can no longer do, this has given her the opportunity of pivoting, of really assessing where she's in her life, what she's enjoying, what she's not enjoying, and looking at other ventures, perhaps pursuing something for herself. We're just looking at the moment. We've not decided, but how exciting that she now has this opportunity that perhaps she wouldn't have had before. So let's flip. Let's go from lack, what I was missing, to what I'm going to gain by starting on my new journey. So I really hope that helps. I hope that helps with for anybody who can resonate with what we've been talking about today, of feeling that like you're missing out, or that you're stuck at home, or that you can't do things because of your baby or your children or the situation you're in. Let's see if we can flip it and really help to change the script in our heads and make things more enjoyable and really go for it, because I know you can do it. I do. And I think deep down you do too. But you kind of need someone to just gently give you a gentle kick at the bum and say, come on, let's do it. Well, I'm here to do that for you. Thank you very much for listening today. Sending all my love. And I hope the kids sleep for you today. Mwah. Chat to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.